Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What player could talk about Kevin Stefanski like this? Well, Travis Kelce's going to tell you coming up later on in the show. But first, let's go to the fan hotline and welcome in, as we always do at 8:22 on a Thursday morning. Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the show. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You are on your way to Eagles and Browns joint practice. We'll hear from Kevin Stefanski at 9:30. What was your first reaction to the Shador news yesterday?
I was very, very surprised. This came out of nowhere. He had never complained about any kind of soreness in the abdomen area at all. So I was very, very surprised by this. I think we all were. But as we sat there watching practice, we knew something was wrong. He didn't participate in any drills after those early, early individuals. And there's just no way they were going to bring him all the way to Philadelphia and have him just standing around.
All right, so what we have been mostly focused on is what this means for his opportunities. They only have so much time. Pretty soon, it's going to be all about preparing the team to get ready for week one against the Bengals. So what does this do to the short-term future of Shador Sanders?
Well, I think he might have to rest this for a couple of weeks. It's hard to say because I mean, I'm not sure about that, but you know, that's basically what you have to do with an oblique strain, depending on how severe it is. And that's the whole key is we just don't know how severe it is or what grade of a strain it is. It can go anywhere from a minor stretch to some tears of the muscle fibers. Actually, it probably is some minor tears in the muscle fibers. But you just don't know how long it's going to take for him to get back or how fast he heals. So that's the big key to all of this. But with Shador, it's definitely a setback. He doesn't have a chance to build on his Panthers game, probably when they face the Eagles on Saturday afternoon. I don't expect him to play. Why would you risk it for a preseason game? So I imagine he'll sit that out. And then when you get to the third preseason game, that's the dress rehearsal game, and Joe Flacco will start that game. They haven't said that yet, but I'm calling that now. In addition to the fact that I believe that he has to start the season on September 7th against the Bengals. So it's definitely a setback for Shador. And I think it costs him at least a chance to try to be the backup quarterback, but I don't think he was really in line for that either. I think they have been very, very intentional about developing these young guys.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the fan hotline. Yeah, they basically, in so many ways, like now, I don't know if we're going to see him again until when, Mary Kay. Probably regular season if the wheels come off, because you go from limited amount of, no reps to limited amount of reps to now no reps again. And then when you get to the regular season, there's definitely no reps because you got to get a starting quarterback ready.
Yeah, I mean, I would be shocked if he is ready to play towards the end of the game on August 23rd against the Rams in that dress rehearsal game. I would be very, very surprised if he goes out there for that because, once again, there's really no reason to do that to him right now. He needs to heal. He needs to rest. And now it's going to be about taking mental reps for him and doing everything that he can to learn that playbook and to be ready to go when his number is called. And the good thing about Shador is that every time I look up, he is talking to a different veteran about something, whether it's Myles Garrett about what he has to look for with the pass rush, or Jalen Hurts about what it's like to be a young quarterback in the NFL, or Joe Flacco about all the things that he's learned over his 18 years in this league. So he's absorbing all of the information that he possibly can, and now it's a matter of just getting that playbook down, and as Tom Brady once told him, study, study, study that film.
All right, Mary Kay, obviously it brings us to the question about what this means for Dylan Gabriel, and it could be his opportunity now to shine.
Well, as long as his hamstring will allow, I think he will get that start Saturday afternoon. We know Kenny Pickett's not playing in that game. We know Joe Flacco is not playing in that game. So, and we know Shador is not going to play in that game, or at least probably not going to play in that game. So that leaves Dylan, who's still a little tiny bit gimpy with his hamstring injury, and it leaves Tyler Huntley. Is Dylan ready to go? I predict he probably will start that game and play as long as it makes sense for that. Now, you don't want to put him at risk either, because if he's the only other healthy quarterback that you have, he's got to be your backup for week one. So you kind of have to be a little bit judicious about this, but I think he will play.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the Fan Hotline. So, again, like bringing in different guys, how much time do we give to this? So you go back to next week, by the way. I know you mentioned next week. Dress rehearsal, that means Joe plays in that game, or would they be hesitant because of this rash of injuries in this quarterback room?
No, he'll play in that game. It's okay. The dress rehearsal. Kevin won't live in his fears there. He'll play him in that game. He'll start that game. And the thing about Joe has established his durability. I mean, think about that. First of all, you don't make it to your 18th year in the NFL if you are not incredibly durable. So he is that, and he's talked about that in this camp, how put me out there for 3 hours and watch me cook. So I think he'll be fine.
Mary Kay, I have another question to ask you about the quarterback room, but I'm waiting because I really don't want to ask it.
We'll put it off for a little bit. How did the Browns do yesterday against the world champs?
I was going to ask about the wide receivers, you ass. Go ahead, Mary Kay. Answer his question. I apologize.
Well, the defense won the day on both sides of the field. So the Eagles defense won the day. The Browns defense won the day. And when I looked out at the Browns offense, they struggled. The moment was too big for some of them, it seemed. And Joe really talked about that after the game, that you have to be really mentally tough to come in and practice against the Super Bowl champion Eagles, the number one defense in the NFL from 2024. And so I expect to see a better performance today out of the offense, but they were just off, in my opinion, just all across the board. There were throws that were off, which tells me that there had to be some missed assignments. I'm thinking that Joe knows where to go with the football. And then in terms of drops, there were plenty of drop passes. There were passes that were broken up, so they weren't necessarily winning their contested balls the way that they should have been. I just thought that it was an uneven and ragged practice offensively against the best defense from 2024.
I did feel good about what I was hearing about the defensive line, though. I'll tell you that. I know Alex Wright looked good.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit dsw.com today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the preseason game against Carolina, how's he looked throughout this entire training camp? This has to be a big year for him.
It is a big year for him, and I think he really is coming on strong and coming around. And even sometimes when you have to sit out a year, football sinks into your brain, and the game just slows down for you a little bit. And I'm seeing that with Alex right now. And this is a great opportunity for him to step up and seize the moment and really earn and win that job opposite Myles Garrett and make an impact over on the other side, and I think he will.
Jerry Jeudy is someone I'm interested in talking about because from most accounts, Jerry Jeudy, who took off at times last year, seems like he might have an opportunity to have his most consistent from start to finish year and really stake his claim as a number one wide receiver in this league. Are you starting to feel pretty good about that, regardless of who's throwing the football to him?
Well, I think he will have a much better season or an easier time of reaching 1,100 yards, 1,200 yards, if he gets those explosives from Joe Flacco. That's what Joe is known for. That's what Jerry Jeudy can handle very well. And I think you'll see something similar to what Joe and Amari had going if those two are working out there together. So it's heating up between those guys. It's starting to look pretty good. And I do think that another Pro Bowl season, another 1,000-yard season is in order for Jerry if he's got Joe out there. I haven't seen as many of those explosives from Kenny, but we just haven't seen that much from Kenny at all because he hasn't been in an 11-on-11 drill since July 26th, the fourth day of camp.
Any sources telling you what they may have said to Miles after the speeding ticket?
No, I don't know if they disciplined him. I think they should have disciplined him. I noted in a column that I think they should have fined him and then donated the fine money to some kind of a youth safe driving group or whatever. I also suggested he should go to talk to some schools and kids in driver's ed classes. I think he should watch some scary driver's ed movies a couple times. Maybe that should be part of his discipline. I don't know what they said to Miles. I'm sure that they harshly rebuked him in the same way they did to Shedeur Sanders. But when you're talking about Miles, he's the team captain. He's the best player on the team. He has to be setting the tone. So I'm sure they probably came down pretty hard on him.
Yeah, Mary Kay, it puts us in a weird spot to talk about speeding. We've all sped. We've all done things like that. The thing with Miles is, I mean, it could have very easily cost him his life when he rolled over his car way back when. And, you know, people always wonder, like, oh, do you learn a lesson? Do you have to bottom out when it comes to something behaviorally? And yet, clearly, despite all the speeding tickets, and it's not just Miles, obviously, you know, Shedeur Sanders got a couple of tickets, we found out. And, you know, I don't want this to become the Georgia football program where, you know, it seemed like you had guys every night doing this kind of thing. And I don't have any reason to believe that's the case with the Browns. But I do wonder, you know, Kevin Stefanski seemed pretty serious about it yesterday. You wonder how Andrew Berry feels about it.
Well, he was serious about it yesterday, in part because of what did happen with Shador just in June. And we know how they spoke about that. We know what the narrative was there. And they basically came out and said, we do not want any player on our team putting themselves or others at risk. We don't want a catastrophic accident. And that's already what happened with Miles. Miles is lucky to be alive. His passenger that day was lucky to be alive. I think we all believed that he did learn his lesson there. And now we've come to find out that he didn't necessarily learn his lesson. And, you know, he should be hiring a driver to get him home at 2 o'clock in the morning. And there are all sorts of other things that he can do. But he is the team captain. He is the leader of this football team. He has vowed to take this team to the Super Bowl this year. He's aiming for NFL Defensive Player of the Year. And that starts with some of the off-the-field stuff. And this is one example of that.
Mary Kay Cabot with us. Ken's been dancing around it all morning. Are you just going to ask the question or what?
Yeah, fine. I'll ask her the question. Mary Kay, what did you think of the performance by Dom Jones
that was
back
not
on
the question.
Friday against the
That's
Carolina
Mary
Panthers?
That's Mary Kay. Disregard. That was not the question.
Undrafted free agent wearing number 37. I heard he's flashing in camp. And we need him to with the loss of Martin Emerson Jr. Please, Mary Kay, answer the question.
You're insulting her. You're
very much.
Mary Kay, you don't have to respond
thank
to this.
Much,
yeah, it'd be
Mary
one
Kay.
Thing, Kenny, if you'd go to the Mary Kay
you
Cabot Gala, but you won't do that.
You asked the
and
question.
You won't ask the question.
So I have to ask the question because I couldn't make it to the gala because my kid was sick.
All right, to the Bill Nunn Award winner, recipient at the Hall of Fame, Mary Kay, I ask you this. What do you make of Deshaun Watson looking like he's going to be ready to play football this year?
Oh, my God, he asked it.
Well, this is such a strange quarterback year that nothing would shock me. Nothing would shock me. I just think that we all have to stay tuned for that. Will they ever let him set foot on the field for them? Again, I don't really know. But he is certainly determined. And the Browns, every time they talk about Deshaun Watson nowadays, it's in glowing terms about what he's doing inside of that building, how he is mentoring the younger guys, his attitude, his work ethic. So he is in good standing with the club right now. And I think that, you know, anything can happen.
Whoa.
So do you think there's a chance he could play this year?
I have no idea. So I don't want, you know, to say that, oh, yes, I think he can. But they haven't ruled him out. I mean, they haven't put him on the shelf for the whole entire season. So I think they're leaving their possibilities open.
Well, we've already been through five quarterbacks in 3 weeks of training camp. So, you know, it's a long football season, Mary Kay. I guess you can't rule anything out.
No, not you really can't. But again, I believe they hope it doesn't get to that point where they would have to do something like that. But stranger things have happened.
Mary Kay, Ken, right now, if I could explain the body language to you while you were answering the series of questions.
It's $230 million for a quarterback that nobody wants to see or talk about.
His hand was in his face, buried in his face.
Well,
it's a very odd moment.
I mean, I've always said that I doubt he'll play here again. But look, did we think that they would have six quarterbacks on this trip right now with them? So, I mean, you just never know.
All right, Mary Kay. Well, what a downer way to end the interview, huh? Thank you very much. Enjoy your time in Philadelphia. We look forward to talking to you again. We're stateside anyway, but back here in Cleveland next week.
Sounds good. Thanks. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.